Welcome to this message by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Bishop Edwin Ogo is a seasoned minister of the Word of God whose messages on Christian living, church building, and the work of the ministry are a great inspiration to ministers all over the world. He pastors the McInerney Cathedral in Oyibi, where he ministers powerfully in various services, transforming lives and raising zealous church workers. You will experience the transformational force and power of God's Word as he ministers passionately to you today. Be blessed as you listen.
Clap your hands for Jesus. Today, let's appreciate the dancing stars. For just 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, I want us to pray about the Good Friday miracle service. I've attended crusades for decades. We can call it even a crusade. That is why we have given forms for us to go out and invite people. It's an opportunity. And you may not know that God has specially blessed the UD with this ability to invite people to have that church, that service, because it's not every church that can do what we are about to do. But God has blessed us. And we are going to pray about this great gathering that is coming up next week. That the Lord will bless it. That even though it's happening at the Independence Square, there will be souls saved in this church because of that event there.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That God's power will gather the entire Accra.
Yes.
That there will be salvation.
Amen.
That there will be healings.
Amen.
That people will get to know God. And that even backsliding Christians will have their energy and their zeal back.
Amen.
In the things of God.
Oh.
That is what I believe. So, if you read Luke chapter 10, verse 1 says, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also and sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. We are praying about this because before Bishop Dagwood Mills stands on the stage on that Friday, 7th of April, he is sending you and I to go to every city and every place to speak to people that he himself will speak to on that day. We are going to meet the people first before he meets them. And we are asking God for the grace and the strength and the favor. God should give us favor that the people we go to talk to will respond properly.
Amen.
Remember that this is not Jesus' crusade. The events of Luke 10 is what happened when the people went before Jesus would even go. down to verse 19, where he's giving them power to tread upon serpents and scorpions, Jesus' own crusade had not begun. All the discussions, he said, I saw Satan fall like lightning. All those power moves had to do with the disciples going in twos. We are praying that, Lord, as we go, give us favor before men. Give us the strength to gather them. Give us the power and the fire. Let none be able to resist our invitation.
Amen.
I said, let none be able to resist our invitation.
Amen.
Let none be able. We are praying only two prayers. Let none be able to resist our invitation. Let them follow us.
Yes.
Let them sit on our buses.
Yes.
Let them even go there on their own. Let there be something unexplainable.
Yes.
About our going to every city and every town and every community and every place to invite them to the Good Friday miracle service. Shall we begin to pray right now? Everybody lift your two hands and let's pray and talk to God. Lord, as we go, favor.
Yes. Favor us, Lord. Leka shalaba, may the souls follow us, O Lord.
Let them hear us.
Yes, let them hear us, O God.
Let them hear us. Pray. The Lord, anybody we meet, let the person respond.
Let them respond, O Lord.
Let the responses be positive. Positive. Pray. Pray. Lord, as we go, let them gather. Lord, as we go,
let them gather.
Let them gather. Lord, as we go, let them respond.
Let them respond.
Responses.
Yes, yes.
Responses.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lift your hands for 3 seconds. Just 3 seconds. And you can bring your hand down.
Let them gather.
Just 3 seconds.
Maya
talaba. Lord, give us the soul. Give us the soul. Give us the souls. Give us the souls. Give us the souls. Give us the souls.
Oh, give us the souls, O God.
Give us the souls. My God, from Ayikuma, from Ayimensa, from Sasabi, from Medina, let them gather. From Spintex, let them gather.
Yes, yes, yes.
From Brigade,
let them gather.
Let them gather. From Quayman, let them gather.
Let them gather.
From Domi, Kwabena, Achimota,
let them gather.
Jesus,
hey.
Adoba, pray. Let them gather. Lift your hands again. 3 seconds and pray. Let there be a gathering.
Yes, 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 yes.
Let there be a gathering.
Let there be a gathering.
Let there be a gathering. Let there be a gathering. Jesus. Yes. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Pray. That they will respond.
Yes, 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 yes.
They will respond. Pray. 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 Pray.
Let them gather. Let
Look.
Them gather.
Look at verse 17. And the 70 returned again with joy. We shall come back with joy.
Oh, amen.
Nobody is sent by God and comes back depressed.
No.
Actually, one source of your joy is going out to tell somebody about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
There is something about it.
Oh, yes.
No amount of money can give that feeling.
No,
no boy,
yes.
no girl, nothing. And the 70 returned with joy. I said we were praying two prayers, and it's still two, because this is the 1B of one. And the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, say responses. Say they will respond well. Say they will respond well. Now, look at the response, the real response. He said, even the devils are subject unto us. Can I have the New Living Translation or something that the JHS people can handle? And when the 72 disciples returned, they joyfully reported to him, Lord, even Jesus, even the demons obey us. I said, the demons in those boys will obey you when you say, let's go. I said, the demons in those girls, those gambling girls, those betting boys, those armed robbers, those area boys. Listen to me. If someone tells you, clear off, nonsense, it's not the person speaking. It's the demon in him that is rejecting an attempt to send him to a place where he is going to be cast out. If somebody says, I can't come. Oh, on that day, we are having a family meeting. It is an evil spirit. Yes, because nothing, I'm over 50 years, nothing has been able to prevent anybody in this world from doing what he wanted to do. I'm not a 15-year-old boy. Nothing has been able to stop anybody on this earth. No matter the type of parent you have, if you want to smoke, you smoke. Remember how you got pregnant? In spite of your mother's policing of your life. Yes. Why? Because nothing can stop anybody from doing anything he wants. We are praying, Lord, as part of the responses, let the demons in them be subject to us.
Amen.
Let the demons obey us. When we use your name, when we use your name, when we mention Good Friday, when we call them, let the demons obey.
Yes.
Clap your hands and pray right now. Response.
Yes, yes,
Maya
yes,
Daya
yes,
Baba.
Yes. Leka da Bosha.
Yamadi Malaba.
Leka Tayamana Baba.
Rama Samadosha. Yes, 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 yes.
Leka Tayamalaba.
Pray.
Leka Tonima.
Clap your hands and pray.
Tonima.
Let no boy, 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 no girl, let nobody be able to resist. Do it, Lord. Do it, Lord. Yabalaba Saka Ramasiandolabosa. Shamande Kaba. Clap your hands and pray. Let no boy be able to resist me when I invite them. Let no girl be able to resist me. Pray. Yakalaba, Randalabasa,
Papa Yaba,
those online. Pray. Pray. Pray.
Ye katonima, ye katonima, ye pekatosha, ye pekatosha, impakadaba, impakadaba, mashapa inde, ye paakata, ye peladaba. Clap your hands and pray that the demons will obey you as you go out. Mashapa, makata inde, ye paakata, mashalaba. That they will obey Masha Ante Impakadaba Iapaka Iata Inde Iapapa Hey Kadibosha Masha Ante Maada Baba Lakata Masha Adia Lapeandi Yapekata Ida. Hey, Aya Papa Yaba in Papa Kata Ide.
Jesus,
Sapada Andiba Andiba Yakadebe.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. I don't want to use verses. I'll give you too many verses. Let me tell you. There is nothing God will tell you to do that only benefits his kingdom and has no direct benefit to your life. There is nothing. Always ask yourself, and I am empowering you to ask yourself the question in English or chi: what is in this for me? Yes, it's Good Friday. Yes, it's Independence Square. Yes, it's Bishop Dagiwad Mills. Yes, I'm going to invite people. Yes, I've got flyers. Yes, I'm going. But what is in this? Everybody say it after me. One goal. What is in this for me? Again, one goal. What is in this for me? There is something in it. There's nothing God will tell you to do. First Corinthians, I was going to give you verses. Sorry.
We love it. We love it. We love it.
So this thing, Jesus is going to have a crusade, and he sends people two by two. Go and prepare the way. The real crusade is not in Luke 10, at least from 1 to 19. Just go and prepare. It's called crusade preparation. Even that one, there was something in it for the two by two by two who went to prepare. So I cannot imagine what will be in it for them on the day of the real crusade. We are going to pray and say, Lord, I'm not asking you what is in this for me, because I know what is in it for me. And I am praying that as I go, I will experience it. Do you know what is in it for you? It's there. Verse 18. That's your benefit. He said to them, I beheld Satan. Can you take me to the New Living Translation again?
I love it.
Yes. Jesus, yes, he told them, I saw Satan fall from heaven. But by the way, do you think it was going to benefit Jesus that Satan fell? No. It is in your life. Where did Satan fall from? From a very high place. Some of you, the demons in you are in a very high place. But as you go in twos to invite the evil spirits, they will fall like afflicity.
Amen.
I said they will fall like afflicity.
Amen.
So we are praying, Lord, as we go to invite people, let any demonic power in me, let it bow.
Let it bow.
Let any demonic power from my background, in my family, in my bloodline, there is something in it for me. He said, I saw Satan fall from his high place. But that's not all. Ask your neighbor, what else is in it for me?
What
Okay, okay, ask me. Say, Mr. Bishop Man. Say, Mr. Bishop Man. What else is in it for me? Say, is this the only thing? Say, I need more. So say, Mr. Bishop Man. What else is in this for me? Do you want more? Do you want to know what else? Verse 19. Look. Look. In addition to Satan falling, I have given you authority, over all the power of the enemy. And you can walk among snakes. Some of you, your families are snakes. It's a snake farm biting you, swallowing your eggs. Swallowing your eggs. I have given you authority. Say, what is in it for me?
What is in it for me?
I will say to you, there is authority in it for you. Authority to overcome the enemy, the things in your family, the mistakes you've made that are still plaguing and harassing your life. And you can walk among snakes and scorpions and crush them, and nothing, including your former boyfriend, will injure you. I said, including your former boyfriend will injure your marriage. Say nothing.
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 No witch.
No witch.
No devil.
No devil.
No ekelekeji.
No ekelekeji.
Say no, no, no Satan.
No Satan.
No demon.
No demon.
Will harm me.
Will harm me.
Say, as I go.
As I go.
For Good Friday.
For Good Friday.
I am getting.
I am getting.
My own power.
My own power.
My own power.
My own power.
To overcome.
To overcome.
The devils.
The devils.
That are worrying me.
That are worrying
that
me.
That are disturbing
that
me.
That are disturbing
clap
me.
Clap your hands and pray.
La, be, la, be, be,
that you'll experience it. No devil.
Mashakadaba. Yekapa andaba.
No devil.
Mashapa andaba. Lekata adabosha. Makapa ike. Yepa indalaba.
If you don't go, they will have power over you.
Baba. Mashekatonima. Yepa payaba. Le papa yaba.
If you don't go, this power is for those who go. This power is not for Christians. You didn't hear me. I said this power is not for Christians. It's not for believers. It's for ghosts. Those who go.
La katoche, la katoche, la katoche, la pa andaba, iya kataba, masaba, ma andaboche, iya pepe, le kataba, masaba ite, le kataba, power, iye baba baba, iye baba baba, iye baba baba, mashe ite, la kataba baba, iya pa andiba. Power, power, ma'andaba, over all the powers of the enemy. Lepa shalaba, power, ma'sha'adiba, over every evil spirit. As you march out, as you go out, I give you power, I give you authority over every evil spirit. Bloodline parted, ma'sha'adosha, I give you power, power. Mashapade, Ipadaba, Mashapata, Ipelebebe, Ah, Mashe Ida, Lagadabe, 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 Lagadabe. Behold, I give you power, I give you power, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. Mashapade.
There are things when we do for the church, God gives the church. Like this Good Friday, it will give Lighthouse, the UD, popularity.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Wait. Those people have come again. It will be the newspapers.
Yay.
Bishop Dagwood Mills gathers the largest crowd in the at the Independence Square. Yes. There are some things when you do, God gives the church. We had Swollen Sunday last month. God gave the church souls. There are souls in this service who are here because of Good Friday, Swollen Sunday. But hear me well. God doesn't only give Lighthouse. God doesn't only give UD. God doesn't only give Makane Cathedral. He also has something he gives to you. You. He said, look, I have given the church authority over all the power.
No.
I've given the ministers authority. No. Who is being given the power? Who? Yes. And I'm sure you can define who you are. You. The you there is not a Christian. This power to overcome devils is not for Christians. It's not for believers. It is for goers. I'm saying that every day they say man's going to do bus center, and we are going and we are busing this week. Even last year, the whole of 2022, I bought only 1 wig, this Togolese wig. All my money I could have used to buy the proper wigs, I was using this money to go and bus and back. And look, I have brought the souls, and the pastor, he is maybe, even when he was coming to church, I even saw he was only the one in the car. Why do you only think about what the church is gaining from what you are doing? Why won't you also think about what you are gaining from what you are doing? And today, I'm announcing the church may get souls. The church may get popularity. May. But you will also get power. Because I know your family members. I've seen your weed smoking brother before. I've seen your two sisters. Last two Sundays, a brother told the pastor here. He said, but Bishop, where does he get these examples about a woman with two children with four fathers? Who tells him these things? That you have a child with three fathers. He said, as I stand here, I have three fathers. Say, I'm the only child of my mother. That's two Sundays ago. Say, I'm the only child of my mother with three fathers. Do you know how it happened? I will start. This boy grew up. I don't know that he's here. He grew up in a home with his mother and his father. After about some years, 7-8 years, just like me also, his father died. My father died when I was 9 years. But I have only one father. This boy had three fathers. After the funeral, you can't see me well, let me come up. After the funeral, some people came from a village on a bus. Toyota Evan. Wakrafiana. Basenta Basin. They waited for the true story. They waited for the funeral to be over. elders, frying cloth, and women. And they came to the house. And they sat down. And they told the mother of the boy that we have come for our son. The boy asked the mother, what is going on? Daddy has died. We have buried him. We have come for us. His mother stood up, angry. Who are you? What's this? And that. The neighbors came around, tried to patter the woman. Said, no, you disturbed me enough. I can't take this nonsense. Who told you this boy is your son? This boy's father is in Wenchi. The boy said, what? So this daddy I grew up with is not my father. And my father is in Wenchi. Because the people said they send her money to take care of this boy. So suddenly the boy realized that one father is dead. Another one is coming from Novoko. And the third one is in Wenchi. A woman with one son and three fathers. But when you serve God, the power he gives you is power not to repeat this nonsense. Power not to repeat this nonsense. Your mother will not stand up one day and insult old people with cloth. And she showed pictures. Said his father is in Wenchi. Next month, we'll meet him. Some of you, as you stand there, you don't know who is who. But I don't want to go into that area. Lift your two hands and say, Lord, give me power.
Lord, give me power.
Not to repeat.
Ancient mistakes.
Lord, give me power.
Lord, give me
say,
power.
Say,
As I go.
Give me power.
Give me power.
My own.
Not for UD.
Not for Bishop Ogo.
Not for
Makane.
Not for Makane.
Not for Good Friday. Give me my own power.
Give me my own
to
power.
To overcome.
The serpent.
In my marriage.
In my life.
In my ministry.
In my family.
Lift your two hands and pray.
Lord, give me my own power.
Jesus. Lift your hands. We are not doing this for nothing. You are not a Basanta leader for nothing. You are not a pastor for nothing. He gives you power. He gives you power. So what you don't know is that your enemy has power. Lift your hands. Power. I thank you. Malaka let this Good Friday mark the beginning of a turnaround.
Amen.
Of situations I have no power over.
Thank you, Lord,
that things are changing.
Yes,
things are changing.
Amen.
I thank you.
Oh, Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Ooh. Many years have come and gone since he walked upon our ground. They say lives don't last so long, so why is his story hanging around? Why do people stop and pray to a man who's dead and gone? When you ask them, they just say he's coming back to take me home. Everybody, what you want to live forever, say I do. Anybody here want to walk the golden street, say I do. Anybody here and sick and tired of living like you do. Anybody here want to hold my love forever, say I do. Let's take it again. Anybody here wanna live forever? Say I do. Anybody here wanna walk the golden street? Say I do. Anybody here and sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna hold my love forever? Say I do. Many years have come and gone since he walked upon our ground. They say lives don't last so long, so why is this story hanging around? Why do people stop? Dead and gone. When you ask them, they just say he's coming back to take you home. Anybody here wanna live forever? Say I do. Anybody here wanna walk the golden street? Say I do. Anybody here and sick and tired of living like you do? Anybody here wanna hold with love forever? Say I do. I wanna take this as a congregational song because I think the you're not familiar with this song, so let's stand up and sing this song together before you.
I'll cross every river, I'll climb every mountain, just to be close, closer and closer to you.
Let's take it again.
I'll cross every river, I'll climb every mountain, just to be close, closer and closer to you. I want to love you, singing to heaven where you dwell and feel how real you are.
Let's take it again.
I'll cross every river, I'll climb every mountain, just to be close, closer and closer to you. I want to love you, sing to heaven. And
sing it again.
Across every river, I climb every mountain, just to be close, closer and closer to you.
Let's take it again. Across every river,
I cross every river.
Yes, I will.
I climb every mountain, just to be close, closer and closer to you.
Clap your hands for my guys. Not for yourself, for my guys. Clap your hands for them. Father, we thank you. Lift your hands and pray. Thank him for this morning.
Thank you, Father.
You are in church. You are standing. It means you can stand.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You've lifted your hands. Thank him. Find some three reasons to thank him. Thank him.
Thank him.
Thank him. Father, we are grateful to you.
Yes.
For this beautiful, beautiful Sunday morning. And we ask that you speak to us. You sent your word. And the word you sent went to heal them of all their diseases.
Oh, yes.
Send the word to me.
Amen.
Send the word to her. Send the word to us. Send the word. Thank you for a beautiful time. Beautiful time in your presence. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Today I'm preaching for a short time. And I'm preaching on a big title. And the big title is Seeing and Hearing. That's it. Seeing and Hearing. That's the big one. Say the main title. Say the big one. This one. Everything about life is from this. If they say that write a summary of life, summarize life, the summary of life is seeing and hearing. If Satan will ever get you to destroy you, he will do so by getting you to see and hear something. I'll take it again. If Satan will ever get you to destroy you, sleeping, just keep sleeping. It's not your, they want you to sleep. The house people, they have followed you here. You see, they were with you in the classroom. Have you finished school? Yes. And they won't leave you. They have also followed you. How about they say, now I hang so. I die. Now Mohammed, sir. If Satan will get you to destroy you, all he has to do is to get you to see something or to hear something. There is nobody, including you, who has been destroyed, who didn't first see or hear something. If ever one day you are found, you find yourself doing something bad in a room with a boy, removing your polka dot panties. I should stop preaching. I should go to that side. I'm saying that if ever you find yourself in a room, you find yourself doing something bad, you are doing it, but as you are doing it, you know that what I'm doing is wrong. Remember me, that I said that Satan made you hear something. And he made you see something. Nothing can have power over you that will not get you to see something and hear something.
That's why Jesus said, be very careful even how you hear. Be very careful. In the same way, if God will bless you, God can never bless you without getting you to see something and to hear something. So if Satan wants to prevent you from enjoying God's blessings, he will prevent you from seeing something. He will stop you from reading your Bible, from watching a pastor preaching. You will only be watching people on Facebook insulting chiefs, insulting presidents, insulting pastors, and you are part of the 15K watching him. It's just insulting. Remember me. If Satan wants to prevent you from ever being blessed by God, he will prevent you from seeing something. Any church service you are tempted not to attend, you feel like not going to church on that day, that's the day you must go to church. Because a devil wants to prevent you from hearing something. Today, the title of the short message is Seeing and Hearing Guarantees Your Rise to the Next Level. Because you may not know that as you are here, there's a next level. Anything. There's always another level. There is nothing like where I am. There is nothing higher. Because the peak of a mountain is the base of another mountain. Never get to a place there is no happiness in your marriage that must deceive you, that there's no bigger happiness than this. Me pa na kwami foster yeti mami yo bedro. Me pa kwami foster yeti mami. Kwami foster. Anopati. Me. Papa, we are. Oh, friend, crown, bill. What's sending the text? Now a blue ticket. Oh, friend, won't be our crown. Oh, fra. Miss calls 15. Oh, Buffy and I will be saying, I say, and then, oh, friend, now my ABC. And a sad boy in the crowd, and a one friend in the crowd for help. Here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Here. Makata sakala. I said, your husband's tea in the morning should not deceive you to think that there's nothing higher than that tea. Why? The peak of one mountain is the base of another mountain. Micah chapter 4, verse 1, verse 2. The peak of one mountain is the base of another mountain. So the church,
among mountains.
It is tipped at the top of the mountains, because the top of one mountain is the base of another mountain.
Whose book is this? So we can close the service.
So when you see and hear, all it does is that it guarantees your rise to see. I'm saying that there's another level. When are we cake? No, there's another level. Oh, cake. There's a cake. When you eat one, you urinate on yourself. Your friend, cake, moon cake. Yes, a fancy dokuno cake. Ibro dokuno. And kotwa and kotwa. Cake, pepe bi. Papa, cake. Never get to any place in life and think that you are arrived. It's only at the airport that there's arrival hall. Even that one, when you come out, you are going, nobody lives at the airport arrival hall, because you've not arrived. You are on your way to another place. Today I came to tell you, young girl, there's another level up. There's another level up. And why should you listen to me? Why do I deserve that you listen to me? You should listen to me online. You should listen to me because there is something in life which is not helping. It's called gravity. If you play with this life, instead of going up, you'll be going down and down and down and down. So that the power you use to fight the gravitational force to keep you down is the hearing and seeing. It empowers your eyes. Many of you are going down, but you think you are going up. Some months ago, I got the attendance data of the service, the church I'm pastoring. I realized that I was going down. I didn't know. I thought I was going up. Many of you are going down. You are going down, but you think you are going up. I wonder how you can think you are going up when you are not doing the things that push a man up. The only known power to elevate your rise is the power of seeing and hearing. It fires your rockets. If you leave yourself, you will sit in church listening to sermons, but you are going down. Jonah chapter 1. Jonah 1:1. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah, the son of Amittai. Look at it. A word has come to somebody, but it can't prevent him, because a word coming to you is not what will help you. It's the word you are looking for that makes a change in your life. The word came to him. Verse 2. Look at it. Arise. Always, God wants you to rise to your next level. Arise. Go to Nineveh. Any place God sends you to go to is a promotion for your life. I'll take it again. Any place God sends you, if I send you to go to Abokobi to be a Basenta leader, it means that I have raised you up in life. Yes. If I call you and say that lead a group of the dancers, it means I have what? Raised you in life. If I call you and say, take 10 dancing stars and go to Oyibi Taxi Rank, that name Oyibi Taxi Rank is your promotion. Go and have a ministration there and win 2 souls and bring them. Arise and go to Nineveh. That great city. And cry against it. For their wickedness has come to me. I'll say it again. May you one of these days find yourself going somewhere. Appointed to go somewhere. That's why the King James Version says, and the Lord advanced Moses and Aaron. It was the Lord who did what? Advanced. That's the King James. It was the Lord who advanced. But that word, advanced, and Samuel said to the people, it is the Lord that advanced Moses. But that word advanced there, it means advanced. But the newer translations don't say advanced.
Okay, teach me.
They say the New Living Translation. Look at it, NLT. It was the Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron. So when you are appointed a Basenta leader, it means you are being advanced in life. When Bishop appointed me a pastor of this church, I didn't know that he was advancing my life. Any appointment you receive is an advancement of your life. May you receive an appointment in God's house one of these days. Mazata Gaba. May a pastor one of these days tell you that I am putting you in charge of sweeping the church. It is your advancement. Don't sit in church. Force for an appointment. When a new party wins power, see, people begin to fight and clamor. Yes. People living in America, they leave their jobs at J.P. Morgan and come looking for appointments. For 4 years. I've been doing this for 30 years. I'll prefer that you look for something that lasts for more than 4 years. It is the Lord who advanced Moses. It is the Lord who appointed Moses. Your next appointment, I said your next appointment is your advancement in the ministry. And in life. I appointed you. I advanced you. Take me back to Jonah. Because I'm told my time is up. Verse 2. Arise and go to Nineveh. Verse 3. But Jonah, watch out for people who receive instructions from God and they do what they want to do. But Jonah, he also arose. But he ran away. From what? From what? Let's do comprehension. Let's do English comprehension for 1 minute. Go back to verse 2. This is comprehension. He was sent to Nineveh.
Then in verse 3, he rose up and went to what? Tarshish. Yes. Tarshish. Mayakataba. Any appointment of God you reject is your departure from the presence and the blessings and the power of God. Any appointment of God you reject. I am preaching this morning. I'm telling you. Yes. If I say be a Bacenta leader, I get up from my house, my Oyibi chamber and hall, and I come with a red shirt, and I say that, Sister Cecilia, be a Bacenta leader, and you fool with it. You are not only fooling with the appointment. What you don't know is that you are departing. It's called adokimos. You have made yourself an adokimos, an outcast. Lambano, you've cast yourself out. Every appointment of God, look at me today, a governor, it is my kabod. It's my kabod. It's my glory. Look at me. Isn't it beautiful? Yes, it is my kabod. It's my glory. It's my beauty. My appointment as a pastor of this church is my kabod. And when I depart from this appointment, I become an ikabod. The glory departs. That's when you embrace nonsense as a substitutionary appointment. When you joke with your kabod, your glory, your beauty. Sometimes your glory is just to be with someone. When you fool with it, then you now become an ikabod. Ikabod. The glory departs. That's my beauty. That's my beauty. This was my beauty. And I'm a beautiful man. Oh yes, you look like a beautiful man. With a beautiful life. Yeah. The day I begin to play with this work, I don't attend services. Bishop Kobe is preaching. I don't come and sit down to listen to him. Then from Sunday, I say I'm resting. Yes. Yeah, no, I'm speaking. I organize a camp. Shepherd's camp. Then I tell Bishop Kobe to preach. I'm at home watching video. I'm fooling with my appointment. I come, people bring offerings, and I look. Then I tell the treasurer, take four of the thick envelopes and put them in my car. The heavy ones. Come on. The heavy ones. Because some of them are light. Take the heavy ones. Be very careful. Your kabod is your appointment. Your kabod, your glory, your beauty, your greatness is in your appointment to go to a place and to do something for God. Every appointment is your kabod. So when the glory departs, they say, ikabod. The glory has departed. We are now back.
This is Bishop Edwin Ogo preaching. Stay tuned.
Do you sense an urgency to pray? Is there a burden to wage war spiritually through intense intercession? Then join the online army on the Church in Your House Facebook page, this and every Saturday at 4 a.m. Remember, the Facebook address is The Church in Your House with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. This and every Saturday dawn at 4 a.m. Every knee will bow to the power of prayer.
I went to my family house on Friday. And I entered the house with my real family, the base, the family. I met second cousins and third cousins living there. It's a mud house, but part of it broke. And they used cement blocks to patch. But it's actually a mud house. And I asked my mother, how old is this building? She said, well, this is about 220 years. And she began to recount the lineage. But what I noticed was that I had cousins living there. Yeah, they're living there. They bath, they do, they eat, they live there. So, but when I remembered where I came from, Magato Sabaya, I realized that I could have been in that madhouse also. I'm not better than my cousins. I said, I'm not better than my cousin. I could have been in that madhouse. But by the grace of God, because of my appointment as a pastor, I said, because of my appointment to be a pastor, I'm enjoying some kabod. You don't know what you are missing by fooling with your position in the church. Somebody sent me a text yesterday. He said he was watching a video and saw me sitting at a camp. And was asking me. They put me on the page. A wife and her husband. And there's just the three of us and we chat on the page. And the wife spoke. And the husband said, we really enjoyed, but Bishop, tell us your secret. What did you do to enjoy such favor? That you get to attend camps and moving around and favor and all that. I said you are wrong. No favor found me. I said I chased every single camp I have sat in. I chased it. If you are sitting down waiting for your appointment, it may take 200 years because his family members are disturbing him. It's not just the school. They have followed you to church. They will never allow you. If you will ever chop some posts in the house of God, you got to rise up and fight for it. You think I sit in my house and I get a text that Dr. Ogo, come to a camp. Bishop Ogo, you are needed at a camp. Watch the camps well. There's no single camp I have sat in. That was an invitation. When I entered that madhouse, because a house that is 220 something years, I expect that by this time it should be broken down. Even if it is there, like those Jamestown houses, there should be no one living in it, boarded. But for my relatives to be living in it means that I also could be living there. But by the grace of God, as I by the special grace of God, I am not sleeping in a madhouse. I'm telling you. My chamber and hall is not a madhouse. I am enjoying a kabod. Because when you are appointed, it is your kabod. And when you depart from the appointment, you are departing from the glory of God. And you become an ikabod. And if you don't listen to me, what's the message I'm preaching? It's seeing and hearing. Say it again. One go.
Seeing and hearing.
again.
Seeing and,
please say it just a little louder for me.
Seeing and hearing.
Yes. Yes. I'm saying, Daddy, was it not your daughter who got married? Yes. I was at the engagement. You remember me? Yes, I came there. But that engagement is the bottom of another mountain. The next level you will rise to as a father will happen when you see something and you hear something. Open your Bible and see verses. Like as you've come to church, you see how they have followed you here. They won't even allow you to open your eyes. Because now, I mean, there's nothing bigger than what is happening now. Because now you can see me and you can hear me. So that synergy potentiates your blessings. But they won't allow you. You see how he woke you up, but you were still sleeping. Yes. You did night, you know, so night duty. Didn't do night duty. Oh, you are fresh. You are new. Today's your first time. French. Six. But I'm talking to you in English. If I insult you right now, won't you understand what I'm saying? Stupid boy, fool, Saskatchewan, nonsense boy, nonsense, bungalows. Are you happy with what I'm saying? Am I not insulting you? Bungalows, dear, you understand? It's a tardy language. Yes, I'm a tardy boy. Bungalows means that you are worse than rubbish. Yes, bungalows. That one there, you must chase the person. If somebody tells you bungalows, you must chase the person and fight him. That one is very bad. It's like, yes, it's too bad. If you can say that I'm baller or I'm rubbish, but bungalows, no. You don't sit down. You have to run after him and pray that you can beat him. You love me. You have written that we love you, Bishop. I also love you. Get a message. There's a downloading corner at the back. It's a seeing and hearing corner. Change the pull up and write seeing and hearing corner. Not downloading corner. We are not DJs. Go and get a message. Get a video. Take your hard drive. Take your phone. Get a message. Listen to it, because that is how you rise. If you don't listen to the word of God, if you don't read your Bible, if you don't read books, you are going down in spite of being in church. Many of you are going down. You saw it, Jonah. Didn't you see that God came to him? God can be talking, but you'll be going down. Because you don't have a habit. You see, he rose up. And from verse 3, say, does it. Say, does it. From verse 3, Jonah began. Down. A man who should arise and be going up. From verse 3, down. Down. Look at it. The first thing he did was that he went down to Joppa. Always, they sat. They begin to make movements. They start from first row to second row to sixth row to eighth row. They're in the same church, but they are going down. The first step was to go down to Joppa. Then he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare and went down into the ship. So down to Joppa, down into the ship, and the ship, so by going down from Joppa to Joppa and down to the ship, he was moving away from the presence of God. I'm preaching to somebody. Now verse 4. It doesn't end. But the Lord sent out a great wind, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Verse 5. Then the mariners, that is the seamen, the mariners, were afraid. And they cried to every man to his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship to lighten it. But Jonah, even in the ship, was gone down into the sides of the ship. And he lay there, and he was fast asleep. When you don't do the right thing, every step you take, even in the ship, you are still going down in the ship. Oh, we are having a church service. Beautiful church. Verse 6. So the ship master came to him and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Rise up." Even unbelievers know that you must rise to your next level. I can't hear you clapping your hands. I said, even unbelievers know that where you are is the wrong place. People who don't pray, they know that you should have been a pastor by now. People who are smoking weed, they know that you should have been a leader by now. The ship master said, "What do you mean? What do you mean? Rise up and call upon your God, because we have tried our gods and they are not responding. If so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not." Verse 7. And they said to everyone, "Come, let's cast lots, so we know who this evil is coming from." So they cast lots, and the lot fell upon who? Jonah. Next verse. Then they said to him, "Tell us, what is your occupation?" A man who should be attacking demons is now being questioned by unbelievers. What's your occupation? Where do you come from? What is your country? What people are you? Verse 9. And he said to them, "I'm an Hebrew. I fear the Lord." Omale, ofiei. You see them, as they are living ungodly lives, as they are turning away from God, then they begin to profess a love for God. "I did this for God. I gave this to God. I signed this for God. I did that for God." But they don't fear him. Listen to me. There's nothing like some time ago. It is today. That I used to forget it. It's today. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven, who has made the sea and the dry land. They begin to preach when nobody has heard them for a message. The real preaching should have been at Nineveh. He was not supposed to be preaching in a ship. I said the real preaching should have been in Nineveh, not inside the ship that is about to sink. May you preach at the right place. May you be at the right place. Amen. And minister, don't Amen. Preach now to a boy who has impregnated you and doesn't want to pay for antenatal. You are now winning him to Jesus. You're preaching in a ship. The guy has impregnated you. No. He is not paying antenatal. Your mother doesn't have money. And you are now preaching to him to be born again, to be an usher. No, most of such people, they are ashes. They are ashes in the church. Yes. Wrong timing, wrong location, wrong place, wrong everything. There's a time for you to preach. This is a Good Friday miracle service. Go to your area and preach and bring someone to the Independence Square. Don't wait till you are now preaching in a prison. You are now preaching, you are now a prison ministry man. But note it. The point I'm making is that you start going down. I'm just showing you that it is possible to have God in your life. And your life is down. Down to Joppa, down to the harbor, down to a ship, down under the ship. Then the last down, verse 10. Then the men were angry, afraid. So what have you? Why have you done this? Because even the unbelievers knew. Let's take our time and read it. Why are we in a rush?
For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord because he had told them. Yes. A day will come, you will confess your sins to unbelievers. That's why in a drinking bar, quaffing kota, drinking gin that you have infused with nails for 3 days to perfect the oxidation, the redox potential. Yes. Gin, then you put nails, nail that one, nails for 3 days to make it rise to the next level. Then you decant the gin and leave the nails as dregs at the base. Then you see that the mixture has become tepid and every drop kicks you. Potentate. The unbelievers knew that this guy should have been a pastor. May you one day not be told by unbelievers that you should have been serving God. I'm saying to somebody here, may you one day not hear from unbelievers that you should have been a pastor. Verse 11. So they said, what shall we do? Because the sea is angry and it's tempestuous. Verse 12. And he said, take me and cast me forth into the sea. Yes. There will be another down. Say another down. Yeah. A day will come, you will not be in control anymore. You yourself will ask someone to sleep with me. Give me drugs. Normally we have to force you, use money, pizza, KFC, give you a ride before we can get you. But a day comes when you have sunk so low that you are now begging a man to just have sex with you. You take Uber and go to the man when it is raining. I said, a day can, he said, take me, cast me to the sea. So the sea becomes calm. For I know that I am the reason why these problems are there. Not every problem in your life is a happenstance. Your disobedience. So verse 13. Even the men wanted to have mercy on him. They said, no, we can't do this to you. We want to give you a chance for you to go and serve your God. So they tried to take the ship to the shore. But the more they tried, the more tempestuous. A day will come. People can't even show mercy on you. They want to help you, but you are unhelpable. I know a brother that a bishop in this church was now paying his rent, giving him money, paying for everything. He was still on drugs till he died. A day comes, what ginseng? These guys wanted to help him. Yeah, but he had sunk so low. Your place is up. Be careful. I'm telling you today. Get messages you are listening to. Every day. Toilet. In the bathroom. In the bedroom. In the car. Listen to messages. Because verse 14. So they cried to the Lord. And he said, we shouldn't perish for this man's sake. And these guys were wise, you know. They're wise. Some of you are following people and you are perishing for their sake. I know people like that. They follow people who don't do what they are advising them to do. It's amazing. That's why I always tell you. You can do anything. You can do anything, but just don't get to the place of deception. Because when you get to deception, there's no coming back.
That's it.
You've crossed the line. 15. So they took Jonah.
Say another down.
Another down. One step.
Another down. Some of you, that's the trajectory of your life. Down, down, down. But you should have seen Jonah. I said you should have seen Jonah when he was galleying to Joppa. And he got to the place. You should have seen him as he was walking to the ticket booth. Always, that's how they walk. They feel good. They feel powerful. It's a feeling. All the orangus, rebels, Absaloms, Judases, you see them. There's always a bounce in their step. They walk like that. I know one of them. He walks like that. With a galley. There is always a day when you are walking to the booth to buy your tickets, because he paid. Every disobedience is at a price. He paid. I know people who used to walk like this, but now. I pray for you that you hear the right things. You will see the right things. May God send good counselors to you. May God send a book to you. May God send a video to you. May God send a link to a podcast. May God send something to you. I pray that you don't end up where you are, because you are going down. You are going down. Assuredly, I assure you, you are going down. Don't let the applause from the gallery deceive you. Don't let the applause from the gallery deceive you. You are going down. Never allow the applause from the stands deceive you. You are going down. There are some steps. When you take them, it's over. And there are people whose lives are going down. They can't even see. They rather think they are going up. One of our percentage leaders was fooling the system. When his things were coming, he thought he was a big boy, big guy. Today, I cannot even use my mouth to tell you where he is. A young boy, promised by this time, he could have even been a chapel pastor. Always. There was one. He was an usher. Also the same. Always, they have a galley. Walk. Bounce. What he doesn't know, that he's galling. Some of you, when you enter that betting parlor, you are going down. When you enter that boys' room, you are going down. Every pornography you watch, you are going down. Anytime you allow that boy to tune your breast, you are going down. Anytime you allow that girl to hold something she shouldn't hold, you are going down. I'm preaching. Whether you understand it or not, I'm not. And all these things, because there are many voices.
Hearing God's voice is not enough. Listening to a message is not enough. Jonah heard the voice of God. It's not enough. Your capacity to also silence certain voices in your life is what matters. Collecting messages. I know people who are going down right now, but they listen to messages. It's not enough to hear the voice of God. It's important also that you silence that girl. You silence that boy. You cut yourself off that man. You cut yourself off that thing. It's not enough. I hardly know of anybody going down now who doesn't listen to messages. But there is always a concomitant influx of wicked voices. They come and sit in the church. When they close, they sit in their car and they pick a phone, and the next call makes nonsense of an anointed message. Some even as they are sitting in the church, they are texting each other. Yeah, he's saying this. He's saying that. He's saying this. He's saying that. Check 1 hour, 20 minutes. Listen to what he said. Is that you are the one he's talking about? But they are sitting down. Like Ezekiel 33. They come. They sit. They hear. But it's like jazz. So maybe I've told you something I have never heard before. And I myself, I'm hearing it myself. But it is not enough to hear this message you are hearing. Listening to it tomorrow will not help you. Listening to it again on Friday will not help you. Listening to it 10 times will not help you. Until you have silenced certain voices, including your own voice. Your own voice. Because one of the 500 voices is yours. That's why sometimes I'll be in my room and say, Edwin, shut up! Because your melancholic depression is saying things that are not real. Shut up. Some of you don't need to silence nobody. You are the one talking to yourself. It's a type of madness, you know. I'm waiting for the message, the camp Bishop just had in London. We are not ashamed of the gospel. Because some of the sessions, he deals with madness. Madness. Those who are mad. You need to hear it. Saka, saka, saka. Cut off voices. Cut off voices. Some people can be in your life. Because they have to be in your life. But they shouldn't be people you should have a chat with for more than 3 minutes. When you meet, oh, your shoe is nice, your shirt, wow, what a wristwatch, this is a powerful car, wow, what, this way, why your shoe, that's all. It's not enough to hear the word of God. It's not enough to pile messages. Listening to 4,000 podcast messages is not enough. The same way it's not enough to put a bucket under a tap and turn on the tap. It's not enough. Anybody in his right mind will check if the bucket has holes under it and to the side. It's not enough for water to enter. You have to ask yourself, is it leaking and eking out? Leaking and eking out. Today I came to announce you are going to rise. And your next level will be because you believe something. Believe something. You see the church? It's a big church. But this church could have been a bigger church. This church could have been a bigger church. If the pastors believed, they believed. You will never write your next level till you be your cake job. You won't start making nicer cakes till you believe something. I don't know what it is. You believe something. That no, my capital can be more. Or my cake can be nicer. Or I must have 5 more clients. I don't know what, but nobody changes level till you believe something. You have to believe something. It is faith that makes you. You see, it is the power, is the engine. When God spoke to Jonah, he heard it, but he did not mix it with faith. That's why he began to go down. If he had believed the voice of God, Jonah would have been a hero by now. It is faith. You see, your marriage, where it is now, is because of what you've chosen to believe. You see, your ministry, where it is now, is because of what you've chosen to believe. If you believe that by December you have 500 members, it will change your decisions, change how you sleep, change where you spend your time, change things. Unless you believe something, your business at the same level. Your life never changes. That is why, even to be born again, you need faith. The transition from unbeliever to believer is faith. Hey! Believe something. Believe something. Don't sit there like that. Are you 30 years? What will you be doing when you are 30 years? Are you a student now? Stand up. Are you a student now? You've done JHS, but you've not done SHS. You've not done SHS. Yes. So what are you working now? Where? Sorry. Otunibi Road. You are the MD. He's laughing. Because it's really funny. Ask yourself. When you are 40 years, what will your life be like? I had to ask myself that question to have the meeting I'm about to have this afternoon. How will my life be like in 5 years' time? And I want to tell you something as I end the message. Because I can't keep it from you. The lady watching me, I can't keep it from you. Never expect anything in the long term when you are doing nothing about your short term. Time doesn't make things better. Time, the passage of time, does not make things better. I know a church 40 years ago. It existed. It's existing today. Same size. It's not changed. 40 years doesn't change a church. Nothing is automatic. Anything that grows is made to grow. So don't expect your future to be great when you are doing nothing about it now. That's why I'm saying now, listen to things, read things, watch things, because the life, what you are doing now is your future. It's your future. There's no future anywhere. Is anybody expecting any future? That word is a fallacy. There's nothing like a future. This is the future. How you are living your life right now, this is the future. Because your future will never be anything different from what you are doing right now. Yes. Yes. It's been 30 years since I was a pastor. So 30 years ago, I would have said, my future. Yes, and my future, the church I was pastoring 30 years ago, was a little church in a classroom. I've pastored churches in thousands. But what I was doing 30 years ago was the future. When it was a 16-member church, I was building it with all my energy. I wasn't just folding my arms and just doing nothing. If you are doing nothing today, expect nothing in 20 years' time. If you are doing nothing today, don't expect something. It's madness to do nothing today and expect something tomorrow. That's why I'm telling you, read today. Watch videos today. Read books. Watch your pastor as I'm preaching. Watch me. You see what you are looking at? If God has mercy on me, shows mercy, and I'm alive in 20 years' time. You are looking at me in 20 years' time. Based on what I am doing today, you can predict my future. Based on what you are doing today, I can predict how your life will be in 20 years' time. If you want to change your tomorrow, change what you are doing today. That is why, ladies and gentlemen, Paul wrote to the Romans in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. And he said, so then, faith, the faith to rise. I love that hymn. Give me the wings of faith to rise. Beneath. The saints above, how great their voice and how bright their glories. Give me the wings. It's a beautiful hymn. I really love that hymn. The wings of faith. This may be some, I'm sure it's a Presbyterian version. But the Methodist is give me the wings of faith to rise. Nobody rises without faith. And you pray. When you pray that God should give you the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above. Because whatever you are doing, there are saints above you doing things at a bigger level. What I'm doing now, there are saints above me. And for me to rise and even see, I need the wings of faith. Faith is a wing that makes you fly. Without that wing, you don't fly. And when you pray for God to give you the wings of faith, guess what he will give you? He will give you a message to listen to. He will give you a message to watch. A video to watch. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the same veil so I can see the saints above. Not some dead men. Are you a singer? There are saints above your level of singing. Are you a preacher? There are saints. You're a pastor of the dancing stars. I can take you to another pastor of dancing stars. And when they minister, you will realize that there are saints above you. Whatever you are doing, there are saints above you. And you rise to that level on the wings of faith. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above. How great their joy and how bright their glories be. Today, you got to rise. Don't sit where you are. There's a higher level. And you don't rise with determination. You rise on the wings of faith. And that faith, it comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing the word of God. That faith, that makes you rise. It comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. Your next level in your ministry, in your marriage, in your business, in your children, in your marriage, in your whatever, you got to rise. It is faith. You will never rise above where you are if you don't have the wings. You don't fly without wings. And you and I, the wings we use to fight, to fly, does it. The saints above, how great their joys, how bright their glories. Again, stand to your feet. You will sit down in 1 minute. Let's all sing that hymn. It's a hymn, but let's sing it. Sing it. One go. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above. How great their joys, how bright their glories. Take it again, baby.
Give me the wings.
Sing. Don't look at somebody, look on the screen and sing. Make it your confession. Sing it to the microphone.
Veil and sea,
the saints above. How great. Oh, I don't know. Are you a percentile leader? There are saints above you with bigger percentages. You see how I'm preaching? You see how I'm preaching this morning? There are better preachers. There are always saints above. I will never rise to the level of a better preacher till I have developed the wings of faith. Some of you are healing ministers. You will never rise from an ordinary Christian. You'll just be dancing and yearning for boys to hold your breast. Yes. Take it again, baby. One go. The whole church. One go. Give me the wings of faith to rise within the veil and see the saints above. How great their joy. You are the one not enjoying it all. How bright their glories. There are people excitedly dancing, excitedly preaching. The chapel you have, if I remove you and I give you to somebody with faith, you will build a 500 member chapel. Yes, with joys. And you will realize that what I gave you had a bright glory, but you had no faith. A wingless pastor. A wingless pastor. A a wingless pastor and put up Romans 10:19 as I end. 10:17. Romans 10. So then, the wings of faith you need to rise to your healing ministry, to the mega church, to the prophetic. Inshi, I know a boy. He plays the keyboard better than you. Today he's a pastor. My prayer for you is that you will develop wings to fly from the keyboard. Even the woman who is playing the keyboard, you could be a pastor in this church. You could be a lady pastor in this church. You rise to the degree of strength in your wings. If your wings are vestigial, vestiges, underdeveloped, undeveloped wings, you are stuck in spite of the wings. So our wings become stronger to the degree of the faith we have. Madazua, that's why I believe that this church service can be full.
Oh yes,
it's my faith.
Oh, yes.
So watch the things I will do. Watch me, the things I'm doing. Without faith, I'll just be here, because this is somebody's ministry, somebody's whole life ministry. But I don't believe, because the peak of one mountain is the base of another mountain. That's why you need faith. Rise from where you are. We are clapping for you. You've done well. You've done well. We know you. You've done well. We know you. You've done well. We know you. But rise up. There's another peak.
Yes.
We don't end. We don't end.
No.
We go.
Yes.
We go. Even when we get to the ends of the world, we come back to start from Jerusalem and start going again. There's no end till you die. And your rise is on the wings of faith. We don't rise on the wings of money. We don't rise on the wings of handsomeness and popularity. We don't rise on the wings of good speaking, good speech. We don't rise on the wings of beauty. We don't rise on the wings of popularity. We rise on the wings of faith. Believing, and that faith never comes. You hear something and it jacks up your faith that you can build a big church. Bishop heard a message. He heard it and said, I can build a big church. He went to Korea. He watched the video. He believed that he could be an evangelist. He began to rise to the level of faith you have. That's why people, based on what you've seen, you don't want to marry, because you've seen a house where a father beats a mother, where a man beats a woman. If that's all you've seen, you will never go near marriage, because your faith never to marry will always be indexed on what you've seen and what you've heard. That's why in life, God sometimes and once a while, he pulls the curtain and gives you a glimpse. Watch that pastor building a church. Watch that pastor preaching. Watch that pastor. Watch his energy. Watch him. And as you watch, it changes you. Your next level, if I can get you to be pregnant at 15 years, all I need to do is let you see something and hear something. That's all. And if I can get you at 15 years to be a pastor, have you not seen that boy on Facebook? That American boy, that little boy preacher. I don't think he's 16 years old. No, I don't think he's 16 years old. He preaches like a 6-year-old man. Yeah, he's been watching. You can never watch something and be different from what you are watching. That's why 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, you are changed to the image that you are beholding. You will never look at yellow and become red. The same image. Young boy, change your future. This is your future. This is your future. This is your future. There's nothing bigger than what you are doing today. What you are doing today is what is going to determine. Young girl, this is your future. You are molding. I will be surprised if anybody is surprised at your life in 10 years' time. That in 10 years' time, you become something and you are surprised. I'll be surprised that you are surprised. I'll be surprised that you are surprised. What you are doing now is creating a future for you. That's why today I'm saying that. Fly. Fly. Soar high. And the wings. We don't use money.
Fly.
We don't use beauty.
No.
We use faith. As you hear and you watch, remember, you can be with God and be going down and down and down and down till you are even down in the belly of a whale. Remember, being around God is not enough. Cut off negative voices. Cut off wicked influences. Cut off bad counsel. Anybody, by this time you should have known that following this person for 5 years, what has it done to me? But of course, when you are under a spell, you don't even hear such messages I'm preaching. And I want you to lift up your two hands. Malola. Lift your hands. Ask the Lord to make you hear something that will change. You must hear something. I'm telling you. Even as I'm preaching, you must believe God to hear something more than what I've said. That's why there are angels all the time when an anointed man is preaching, because he changes the words. Like how the sound of the four lepers was changed in the ears of the Hittites and the Egyptians. Any sound produced is modified by God. That's why I say lift up your two hands. Sanua handa. Lift your two hands. Manimosa. Manimosa. I want to rise within the veil.
Yes.
I want to see. Give me faith. See, once again, even to see, you need faith. Ah, Shabbat. Lift your hands.
Blevesuni magadava. Blavasuni makatavedu sebreke.
Pray. Whatever prayer topic,
Lord, increase.
If you want your t-shirts to sell, pray about your t-shirts.
Shabakataba, Levesunima,
Liketoni Makasadaba, Zevaka. Lift your hands and pray.
Liketonima, Mapakato Shevedus, Lipakatani Makadava Subraha, Levedu Sapanimana.
What future are you looking for? That future
Zindiba
depends on what you are doing right now.
Gedu Shalaba, Legedevesanama,
the wings,
yes,
of faith to rise within the veil and see
my faith, O Lord.
The saints above,
increase our faith.
How great their joy! How bright their glory! Pray.
Kevedo shalaba, lekata impeledoshe. Increase my faith, O God.
Pray. Lest you fall into temptation. Lest you are deceived. Pray. Malabosa. And delay. Matasiataba. They came to hear and be healed. Even to be healed, you must hear. Lift your two hands higher. Receive devices,
yes,
tablets and phones and hard drives and the biggest device is a desire in you. That's the biggest desire. Device. The biggest device is not iPad Pro Max. It's a desire in you to hear. Faith, it comes by hearing. By hearing. The faith that flies you, the faith that makes you move from one level to the other, that faith, it comes by hearing. It comes by hearing. And as every eye is closed, every eye is closed and every head is bowed. Today, I'm inviting somebody to come into the faith of Jesus.
Yes.
You will rise from the slum, literally from the slum you are sleeping in. Church will not help you if your faith has not found Jesus. It's therefore, if any man be in Christ, I said, church will not help you if your faith has not found Jesus. If you are here today and you are not born again, you want to say, Pastor, please pray for me. I want to put my faith in Jesus so I can rise. The wings of faith to rise above sin, to rise above hell, to rise above destruction. It comes from Jesus. If you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, lift your hand right now. Yes, I see your hand. Lift it high. I see your hand. Lift it high. Today I'm making two altar calls. Lift your hand high. Pastor, I want to put my faith in Jesus so I can fly above the pornography and the fornication and the sin. Lift your hand high. You want to give your life to Jesus. You want to give your life to Jesus. Lift it high. High. I want you right now, if your hand is up, come to me here. Come. Come, my dear. Come. Viens. Viens. Viens ici. I feel some feelings. Sing it, my dear.
Give me the wings of faith to rise.
The Lord says, I should tell you, if you don't listen to a certain level of messages, offense will destroy you. I'm going away.
How great your choice, how bright your glories be.
Again, everyone lift your two hands, receive faith.
Faith to
I receive.
Malololobosa.
I receive.
Adangragaste Palos Palos, receive power to rise.
I receive.
Anybody who is stuck, you are receiving power now.
Amen.
Power to rise.
Yes.
Power to rise.
Yes.
Power to rise.
Yes.
Power to rise.
Yes.
Power to rise.
Oh,
power to rise.
How bright your glories be.
And everybody say this prayer after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Those in front, say it after me. Say, Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
Today.
Today.
I surrender my life to you.
I surrender my life to you.
I realize I am a sinner.
I realize I'm a sinner.
I'm far.
I'm far.
I lack even the faith.
I lack even the faith.
Even to come to you.
Even to come.
Oh God.
Oh God.
I've heard your word.
I've heard your word.
I've had faith.
I've had faith.
And I've come to you.
And I've come to you.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
Make me your child.
Make me your child.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
Wash me.
Wash me.
Wash my sins.
Wash my sins.
Cleanse me.
Cleanse me.
Make me new.
Make me new.
New. Brand new.
Brand new.
I want to follow you.
I want to follow you.
I'm tired of fooling around. I'm
tired of fooling around.
I'm tired of the people I'm working with.
I'm tired of the people I'm working with.
Change my life.
Change my life.
Have mercy on me.
Have mercy on me.
I am born again today.
I am born again today.
I'm starting a new life.
I'm starting a new life.
With you.
With you.
Please receive me.
Please receive me.
And please have mercy on me.
Please have mercy on me.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Keep clapping.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Now, today, I want to change somebody's life. One of the things that happens to you when you come to church is that your life is changed. You are here today. You have finished JHS. You have finished SHS. You are at home. But you know that God has called you. You are the reason why I came today. You know, I traveled. I came last night. I could have easily not made it here today. But God made me come here today. Because he wants to change your life to the next level. Everybody watching me, you finished the university. You finished SHS. I ask somebody right now. I said yes. Finish. Somebody here. Yeah. But you believe that God wants to use you to be a pastor one day. I am personally going to sponsor you to go to Anakazo. Personally. With the little power I have. To train you. To come back. That as you are a carpenter, you're also a pastor. As you are a driver, as a pastor. As you are selling in your shop, you are also a pastor. Today, you may not hear this again. If you are here, and you want God to use you to be trained to be a pastor, you finish JHS, you don't know what to do with your life. SHS, I don't know where you are. Come and stand here in front of me. Come. Even before I finish, somebody has come. Come now. Come. Yes. Keep coming. Clap. They are coming. Clap. Keep coming. Your life is changing. You are now officially a sponsored Bible student. Yes. As your father is taking care of you, he's also taking care of you.
Amen.
When you come back, no, you are starting a branch. Yes, you start your shop. You sell buckets and sofis. But you're also a pastor. Is it a blessing?
A blessing.
There is a girl. Even a boy is worrying you right now. Or you are worrying yourself with that boy. But there's a worry. There's a worry. That girl. Viens ici. Ici. Maintenant. There's a girl. There's a girl. Come. For your own sake, come now. There's a girl. I don't know who you are, but there's a worry. I don't know. Come. Aha. Uh-huh. Come. Anyway, but I just feel a feeling that there is a boy who also wants to come. Can come. That one, it's just a feeling I have. But as for that girl, I knew. And there's a girl that a boy is worrying, or she's worrying herself. But I've just been told by a senior prophet that it's a worry. There is a worry. But there is a boy. As for you there, I just feel like, just come. What a Sunday church service. So, just wait for me. In France, we say, attends, attends ici. Je viens, je viens. Attends. Levez la main. Levez la main. Firm your eyes. Close your eyes. You see, I just remembered how great their joy is. Yeah. I have joy. I'm a saint. But the level I'm operating, you are at a lower level. And you need faith to rise to my level. But where I am, I'm a chamber and hall pastor. There's a senior man. But I said, tell your neighbor, keep watching that man. Don't say watching, say keep watching, keep watching. Keep watching. Say watch him. Watch him. Watch him. Some of you, your ministry will begin in your bar center. You'll be the main man of God in the bar center. Yeah. Suddenly something powerful will enter you. Yes. And you start building. Hey, this church, can you clap your hands for the church you are in? I love this church. Yeah. A year by this time,
Professor,
this service will be full.
Amen. Professor.
I think I'm the only one going to bring souls. Tell the next person that you are the next bar center leader. Tell the person, I know you. You stood for Miss Area and you didn't win. But you will win Miss Bar Center. Today, I am announcing that your life has changed.
Amen.
Permanently. Lift your two hands. Those here, the born again ones, say from today.
From today.
From today.
From today.
Appartient d'aujourd'hui. Say, I will follow Jesus. Je suivais Jésus. Je suis Jésus. À partir d'aujourd'hui. À partir d'aujourd'hui. Je vais suivre Jésus.
Je vais suivre Jésus. Je vais suivre Jésus.
Speaker, speaker.
Parlez.
Say it again.
À partir d'aujourd'hui, je vais suivre Jésus. Il est mon maître et mon sauveur. Je vais lui servir d'aujourd'hui et à jamais. Au nom de Jésus que j'ai prié. Amen.
Applaudissez pour Jésus. Acclamez. You see the pastors there who are waving their hands? They're going to help you. They will call you. They will visit you. They will do video calls. They will come to your house. But they will never leave you. You see them, they are women. Yesterday I sat by an 87-year-old woman. And she was telling me how she was fighting the Ibushia pain. I said, yes. I was just clapping for her. He said, I'm strong. Hey, woman, clap your hand for woman. Yeah, clap. If you are a woman, don't clap. Only the men clap for women. There's nothing on earth like a woman. Clap your hands. You watch this church. The women are going to be major lady pastors. Yes. A day will come, all the chapel pastors will be women. And the men will be driving buses to bring the people to church. Even some women will be driving buses. Yes, I know one already. Go and see your pastor right now. Reverend George, I would like you to please take these gentlemen to... The terrace is sunny now. So find, because of this man looks very dignified. So the watch and the shoe. So look for an air-conditioned hall. And go with four ladies. Choose four ladies. Jazz, baby. Yes, Jazz and Sandy Girl and Baby Roe. And Mama call Eric. Glory to God. Follow her, baby. Follow the guy. You went to America? You've not been to America? You've not been to America? You've not been to America? And you're wearing dark glasses in the church? You've not been to America? Say, I'll be there.
I'll be there.
No, I'll be there. I'll be there. There. No, I'll be there. Follow this pastor right now. He will take you to an air-conditioned hall. Yes. Your life has changed. A partir d'aujourd'hui. I want to invite Bishop Kobe to lead us to take the communion. If you don't have a communion cup, element, you are doing something very wrong. Stand to your feet, everybody. Levez-vous. Communion. If you don't have one, imagine one or ask your neighbor to share with you. Yes, Bishop Kobe, lead us to take the communion. We have to close.
Lift up your bread. Today's communion is to give you the power to rise to the next level.
Amen.
Yes. Power to rise to the next level. You have been using calculations, permutations. Today, revelation has come. Knowledge has come. It takes a power to rise to the next level. This communion is to give us the power and the ability to rise to the next level. Look, faith is something that you can receive. The faith to power you to the next level is something that you can receive. Today, as you eat the communion, you are receiving power.
Amen.
To rise to the next level.
Amen.
To the next level in your faith. Amen. To the next level in your ministry. To the next level in your marriage. Oh. To the next level in your work. Amen. To the next level in your business. Amen. To the next level in anything.
Amen.
Say next level.
Next level.
The body of Jesus Christ.
The body of Jesus Christ.
Eat it. You know, today one of the people Bishop ministered to, he asked the lady, he said, is there somebody in your family? He said, is it the same blood that is flowing in you? And the person said yes. Because the blood that flows in you is important. The blood that flows in you, it is important. Oh yes. Yeah. You cannot disconnect yourself from the blood that flows in you. It determines you. Yeah. Today, as you drink the blood of Christ, you are rising to the level of Christ.
Amen.
Oh yes. You are right. His blood flows in you. You will do the things that he did. Jesus. My goodness. Your faith will be like Christ as his blood flows in you. Because the blood that flows in you determines you. Lift it up. Say, this is the blood of Jesus Christ.
This is the blood of
Say,
Jesus.
Say, as I drink this blood.
As I drink this blood.
I am rising to the level of Christ.
Rising to the level of Christ.
My faith is rising to the level of Christ.
My faith is rising to the level of Christ.
My ministry is rising to the level of Christ.
My ministry is rising to the level of
Say,
Christ.
Say, the blood of Jesus Christ.
The blood of Jesus Christ.
Drink it. Lift up your hands. Receive a lifting to the next level.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody is being lifted to the next level.
Amen.
By the power of this communion you have just eaten.
Jesus.
I declare now that you rise to the next level.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Rise to the next level,
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
In your faith, in your ministry, in your walk with God, in your finances, in your business, rise to the next level.
Amen.
Rise to the next level. Lift up your two hands. As you lift up your hands, something is lifting you up this afternoon. It's lifting you up. It's lifting you up. Your level is changing.
Amen.
Your level is changing.
Amen.
Your level is changing. Somebody, people will see you and they will know that something about you has changed. You have risen to another level.
Yes.
An aura has come around you. Lift yourself. Be lifted to the next level.
Amen.
Yes. Your hands that are up, they are lifting you to the next level. Somebody hoist yourself in the spirit into the next level. Receive power.
Receive
power to rise into the next level. And now that blood of Jesus that now flows in you, I declare that you are rising to the level of Christ. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Your ministry. Lift up your hands for your ministry. Your ministry rises to the level of Christ.
Amen.
With power, with manifestation, with salvation, with healings, with miracles.
Yes.
The level of Christ, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
As his blood flows in you,
yes,
you are rising to his level. His blood is flowing in you now. You are rising to his level. You are becoming like Christ. You are becoming like Christ. You are becoming like Christ.
Amen.
Father, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
We bless you. What a privilege to be in this church service today. And what a blessing to be in this church service. We thank you that you have suddenly released us to rise to the next level.
Amen.
Revelation has come.
Oh, yes.
Knowledge has come. We have heard something today.
Oh, yes.
We are rising to the next level in every area of our lives. We thank you and we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. And everybody shall say aloud, Amen.
Amen.
We trust that you have been mightily blessed and affected by the Word of God preached by Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo. Do join one of our lovely services from the Makenere Cathedral near Valley View University, Oyibi, Accra, this and every weekend at 7:30 p.m. on Saturdays, as well as 7:30 a.m. and 12 noon on Sundays. Connect with Bishop Edwin Morgan Ogo on Facebook Live, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, and on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.